All right. As far as the injuries go, Tom Bali did not. He didn't practice today, and DeVito, Grubbs, and Ramique Wilson did make the trip. They're listed as out. Tom will be fine. This is a normal day of rest. We were on turf, and so we gave him a breather there. Great to be in London. We appreciate the hospitality from the people all the way from the airlines that flew us over here, Virgin Airlines. They were phenomenal on getting us to this point. And then the people at the hotel at the Hilton, they've been very gracious. And then coming over here to this facility, what a beautiful facility. Opportunity to get out and kind of shake our legs out a little bit and get ourselves ready to play the Lions. Time's yours. Well, we got in, we met real quick and then snuck over here. So tried to keep it, as far as the meeting schedule goes, very similar to what we do back home. We practice earlier, but wanted to make sure we got the meetings in today and not last night. So, you know, it worked out well. The guys had a good practice. Yeah, listen, if it was a preseason, I would have come over on Monday. But during the season, I want to make sure we were able to sleep in our own beds and make sure we got the rehab we needed physically to get ourselves ready to go and then come here and play the game. And this is an in-season game. This is a very important game for us. So, those are the reasons. Yeah, Jeremy's had a good week of practice. No symptoms. Been doing well.
What about the line? You know, Ben Grubbs is going to be out this weekend. Do we know who's going to be coming in? What it's going to look like?
Yeah, we're rotating a couple folks in there, so we got a couple.
Anyone standing out early on?
I'll let you know on Sunday. Good to have a redhead in the building, though. That's good. No, we just brought each other, man. You're kind of a big family as is, and we know they have good trees here, and they can make their good toilet paper too. So we're all right, man. We're all right. Yeah, we'll be over there tomorrow. Yep. Well, I haven't turned too much down in my life, so if fish and chips showed up, I'd probably try them. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Looking at the second coach, how big is it having Sean Smith back the last week
or
so going
into this weekend? Yeah, Sean's done a nice job. He's a veteran player, so he's got that experience under his belt, and getting him back in the mix, he's one of the guys. You know, he's been with us a while since we've been in Kansas City, so he does a nice job for us.
We've had the offensive change, the lines, of course, with the coaching. How difficult does that make it for you guys? Because it's a bit of an unknown going into Sunday, right?
Yeah, sure. No, I mean, you look at their backgrounds, the backgrounds of the coaches, particularly the head coach, and then familiarity with those coaches that he has put in place, and they run the same system that he came from in Indy. So he, that's familiar territory. So you make sure you cover that and then cover what they were doing, and then you go play, most of all. And those are good football coaches. Not only that he let go, but also good ones that he put in. He was doing it for a reason to shake things up. But that's not our deal. Our responsibility is to make sure we get ourselves ready to play, and that's where our focus is.
Certainly some talk of playing deeper, allowing Matt Stafford to throw the ball a bit more. Is that something that you guys are game planning for with the second week?
Well, I'll tell you, this last week he threw it deep quite a few times. So he caught our attention for sure. He can do that. He's got good receivers. We know he can throw it deep, and we know his receivers can go get it.
What's the strategy then for Calvin Johnson? Do you have anything to try to cover him?
He's a good player, running all pro player. So you've got to make sure you match his physicality, and then he's got pretty good size and can go up and get it. So you've got to try to neutralize that the best you can. Yeah, the second half we did a nice job with the running game. Sharkhandrick West jumped in and did a nice job for the absence of Jamal. Good, tough player, quick, physical, yeah, smart. Sure. Yeah, well, I think there'll be a number of people from Kansas City that'll be here, but I think just the fans from London, they enjoy the sport. Soccer, we know, is the number one sport. We appreciate soccer, so but there's a mutual respect there, I think, for the American football, and for them to continue to invite us over here to play, I think that's a great thing for the sport. It's a great thing for the fans. Yeah, well, John Dorsey always keeps his eyes open on that. That's what the general manager does, and so we think we have good players, but at the same time, that's his business. That's what he does, and he studies that year round. I'm not in that business. I'm coaching him. Whoever's there, I'm coaching. So. Yeah, that's the one tomorrow night. I love it. I mean, I love the sport. If I have a chance to look at it, I will. We've got a bunch of meetings tomorrow night, tomorrow. So, but if I have a chance, I will watch it. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah.
Have you ever paid any attention to the tackling?
I have.
The tackling in the NFL, it's not always.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've got good form because they don't have helmets on, so they've got to use their shoulders and then roll them to the ground, get them to the ground. So, I had a chance to go to Australia, watch the game over there, at the Olympic Stadium there. So, if I had time, I'd come to the game, but I'm not gonna have time tomorrow. But I'll watch if I can watch. I'll watch.
All right, last one.
Yeah, the players work on that every day. They work tackling every day. The defensive players, they know that's part of their job and livelihood, and so they work hard at wrapping up and moving their head right or left according to the leverage that they have on the player. Yeah.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you.